This is episode 1028. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you are doing well. And how is your challenge going? If you're just joining us, I issued you a challenge the very first day of this seven-part series we're in. And we're in a mini meditation for stillness series. And I issued you a challenge to take your meditation out into the most stressful times of your life this week. So you're taking your meditation ritual on the road with you. The reason I want you to do this is because I want you to be able to use these different techniques during the most stressful times of your day so that you start to get used to using them, creating reference points within your brain to where when you're feeling stressed, you do these different meditation techniques. This can make all the difference in how you manage stress triggers. So this is your challenge this week, and I hope it's going well. I've heard from many of you telling me that you are enjoying this challenge. You're getting great results. And although it's kind of hard to sit down and do some of these techniques and try to be calm, when maybe your environment and the situation or the people around you are anything but calm, but here you are showing up, doing these techniques, committing yourself to managing your stress triggers. So give yourself a lot of credit for what you're doing for yourself this week. Now, I want to let you know that in today's episode, I'm going to share with you another technique for you to do in a mini meditation. And make sure you do this in a challenge today where you are doing it when you're in a stressful situation. So you can do these techniques, of course, when you're seated meditating. They help you to relax your mind and body and transition from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to a state of inner peace. So these techniques are for you to do whether you're seated in your meditation cushion or chair, and also right smack in the busiest, craziest part of your day. And I'm Mary Meckley. I do share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth to really master it, just like you're doing this week with going out there, mastering your stress triggers by applying these techniques. So let me go ahead and guide you in the technique for today. What you have the option to do is focus on your fifth chakra. Now, if you're not really sure what a chakra is, don't worry, because you can still do this technique without focusing on the chakra. Just do the rest of the technique without the chakra part. But I like to share with you the deep, rich traditions of meditation, and many of these techniques that you might not be so familiar with are beautiful, and it just takes a little practice to get used to using them. They can make your ritual so dynamic. So the fifth chakra is located at your throat, and it represents inner stillness, and that's exactly what we're focusing on this week. So inner stillness, and this happens, this inner stillness, when you feel aligned with who you are, when your true inner nature is represented in your actions, in your thoughts, in your words, and so others naturally perceive your true essence. So there's this alignment, this connection with other people. And this only happens when you feel truly aligned, which often only happens when you tap into your own inner stillness, when you listen to who you are. You might even have to remember who you are, because You may have gotten off track. You may be doing things currently that don't really resonate with who you really are. So this is something to consider as you focus on your fifth chakra. You see, chakras aren't so bad, are they? It's really all about your true inner wisdom, and that is what they represent. Their energy from your memories, or your emotions, who you are, representing your wisdom. So this is at your fifth chakra, at your throat. There's a color associated with the different chakras, and you can imagine that with stillness and inner wisdom, the color is blue. It's actually a deep indigo blue, and that makes sense. That's what we often refer to as being wise and trusting and reliant, the color blue, indigo blue. So you could visualize at your throat area or surrounding you this beautiful indigo blue color. It's kind of a color therapy type of technique if you use it in this way. So as you focus on stillness in the midst of chaos today, think about where you want to try out this technique and focus, if you want to, on your chakra at your throat and how others perceive you, what you represent to the world. Are you aligned? Are you acting in alignment with who you are most of your days? Just something to think about as you're meditating. So now take this technique, focusing on your inner stillness and tapping into this stillness, allowing yourself simply to be. And it feels so good to do this. It feels like a relief to just let go and be who you naturally are. So do this technique as you meditate today, and do it at some point when you're feeling triggered by stress. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation where I guide you through this meditation using these techniques I share with you each day, and you have the chance to even be guided for half an hour, then you can find a subscription membership site at my website, which is at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you'll find, it's called Slow Down Nation. It's a membership site. You can try it 2 weeks absolutely free, and that grants you access to over 1,000 meditations. And you also get a guide with the different meditation techniques I share each week, organized nicely for you. And you get a journal to go right along with the weekly series. And so you can write in the journal or just look at each daily OM question on the journal to reflect on throughout your day. Just another resource or tool to take you a little deeper into meditation. So I wanted to let you know that you have that option if you want to be in a fully guided meditation each day. Again, it's at sipandom.com. And I want you to know how much I honor you for what you're doing for yourself as you meditate. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.